The commanders of the U.S. Central Command and the Africa Command painted a rosy picture of military victories in Iran, but Democratic lawmakers used the hearing to blast the war as a strategic failure. The Republican chair of the House Armed Services Committee, Mike Rogers of Alabama, welcomed the commanders, complimenting them on a successful operation.
Despite the criticism, there should be no confusion about what this operation set out to achieve. Destroy Iran's ballistic missiles and drone capabilities, cripple Iran's navy, and third, dismantle Iran's defense industrial base to prevent it from projecting power outside its borders. And the results were decisive.
He listed some of the Iranian military assets he says have been destroyed, but the ranking Democrat on the committee, Adam Smith of Washington, was not impressed. He says no one knows for sure how much has been destroyed and how much is left.
The regime is in place. It's not going anywhere. It is more hard line than it was when this war started, and they have done something that they had not previously done, which is shut down the Strait of Hormuz, which is causing massive economic disasters for us and for the entire world. So, you know, we can go through the body count here and say we destroyed this many ballistic missiles, we destroyed this many launchers, we set their capability back. That's all fascinating. Strategically, we are in a disaster right now. And that's what needs to be fixed. And we do not see a path out of that.
He dismissed the nuclear justification for going to war, saying Iran's nuclear program is no weaker today than before the war started.
We have destroyed none of their nuclear material and set them back not one tiny little bit. The only thing that has changed on Iran's nuclear program, they are now unwilling to negotiate about it. They were willing to negotiate. They were actively negotiating about it when we started this war. So please, let's not get over into the detail about, oh, we destroyed this many missiles, this many launchers.
Democrat Joe Courtney of Connecticut had a question for Admiral Brad Cooper, head of the Central Command, about the U.S. blockade of Iran.
Is a blockade an act of war?
So we're executing the blockade today consistent with international armed conflict.
Well, the international law actually in terms of blockades was established in 1909 at the London Naval Conference, which the U.S. participated in, and the U.S. Senate actually voted to endorse. And it defined blockades as an act of war. Blockades don't work unless you have warships there to enforce them. So, of course, it's an act of war.
California Representative John Garamendi pressed the admiral about the status of hostilities.
Is it your military assessment that hostilities have been ceased since April?
We remain in a ceasefire. Yes.
That's not my question. My question was military assessment that hostilities have ceased since April.
My military assessment is the ceasefire has set the foundation for military hostilities to cease. Iran pushes it.
So the hostilities have continued.
Well, Iran clearly attacked our ships, as you described, dozens of times. Yes, sir.
I'm really very, very sorry for the two of you. You just cannot answer a question correctly and directly, but you're doing the best you can.
One Democrat, Seth Moulton of Massachusetts, did offer a sort of a compliment to the military leaders.
I will actually give you credit for regime change. I know that was part of the plan. You've replaced an 86-year-old in failing health with a fatwa against producing nuclear weapons, with a more hardline guy in his 50s, who, in case he wasn't hardline enough, you killed his immediate family. Was that part of the plan? Is that the regime change you wanted?
Democrat Eugene Bindman of Virginia pretty much summed up the Democrats' view of the war, using the words of Sun Tzu, an ancient Chinese war strategist.
Sun Tzu wrote, "Strategy without tactics is the slowest route to victory. Tactics without strategy is the noise before defeat." And I think that's the crux of the situation that we find ourselves in Iran today.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.